The following podcast is brought to you by the Backbreaker Media Video On Demand channel. Visit backbreakervod.pivotshare.com for all your latest CWC, MPW, and PPW wrestling action. And enter the code HOLIDAYCHEER for not only a 2-week free trial, but also 25% off your first month. That is backbreakervod.pivotshare.com.
You only got one shot, so show me what you got. Ready or not, you can't stop. And I can see you getting naughty, shaking your body. Welcome to the party with a nuts hang. It's just a rap thing.
And we're back with episode 53 of The Sounds of Struggle, and we promise that this is going to be better than episode 52.
There's no way we can promise that.
Well,
52,
I think it's
was
safe.
Just a hodgepodge of excellence.
I mean,
but there is no Peaches, and there is no Sean Martins.
Yeah.
So this will be much different.
No,
much more tame.
More Peaches. If there is a promise we can make,
Peaches will not be back.
Yeah.
You know what? I'd invite him back.
It depends.
I'd invite him back. Maybe one of his friends, too.
It very much depends. I mean, man, I don't know. You can't trust Madville people.
No, they're evil.
I mean, they're kind of gay.
Wow, I wouldn't go there. I'd just say inept and kind of inbred, but sure.
Well, not the gay in the sense of like what everyone's thinking. Like the
oh, they're happy.
Yeah.
They're really happy.
Yeah, and they're kind of annoying.
They're really happy.
Yeah. I mean, gay has a separate meaning. We don't have to go that. I mean, people are judging me on that one right now.
It's 2017. Everyone judges everyone. Everybody.
Yeah. Sensitive.
As a proud member of the bagel community, I get really insulted when people judge people
right.
on other things.
I'm part of the French Toast Foundation.
Exactly. So it's a little bit of all right. By the way, Mrs. Manai's getting a for Christmas. Mike the ref, you can bleep that out just to piss her off. Yeah.
No, he's not.
Well, if he doesn't, I'm going to quit this company. Yeah.
Oh, why would he even say that?
Because it's funny?
Oh, it is.
Because assuming he does what he's supposed to and bleeps that out, it'll bug her because I'm saying it and she won't know what it is.
Well, you know.
And that's funny.
Oh, I can't believe you're getting her a bleepin' bleep.
Right? Bleep.
I mean, spoiled bleep.
Agreed.
Just kidding.
No, we're not.
I don't want... Okay, there's two things I don't want to make Mrs. Manette. One, I don't want to make her hangry.
Which is done.
Yeah, I mean...
It's happened.
Yeah, that's not a pretty sight. I mean, no offense.
Yeah.
But, and then, again, like, I mean, I stay at your house a lot. And
yeah.
Yeah, I stay at your house.
My house! This is my house!
I don't want to buck her that much. I mean...
What's she going to do? Tell you to leave? I'm like, no. You can stay.
Well, I mean...
You can stay. By the way, Mrs. Manag, rent's going up. I'm a slumlord.
I like her, so I don't want to, like, piss her off.
I put up with her, because yeah. I'm a slumlord.
I mean, it's like, yeah, moving on.
It's like we're moving on. We are moving on.
Have fun with your bleep and present.
Bleep.
This is maniac.
Yeah.
So, lots of stuff happening lately. I mean...
Let's start with...
Well, first off, I'm Chris Parrish. That might have been the longest intro.
And I am the longest intro maker, Minyai.
Yeah. We like to start it off long, baby.
Well, I don't. I just go as fast as possible. It's a race, and yeah. I never lose.
Well, I mean, I got stuff to do. We can't go on forever. I mean, people are just greedy nowadays.
God damn right. Speaking of greedy, Russia... They're too damn greedy. And they got caught.
Are they?
Now they're not going to be allowed in the Olympics this year.
Well, I mean, they are, but they aren't.
Well, Russia is not allowed in the Olympics. Russians are allowed under a neutral banner of the Olympic, I guess, flag? I guess is what
Yeah, they have to rep, like...
They represent a neutral flag.
Russian participants can partake in the Olympics under the Olympic banner, we'll say.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to represent Russia because they're banned. But the Olympic banner, they're allowed to represent, you know, the five rings of doom.
They're allowed to represent themselves.
I mean.
So, my question is, what should we call this new neutral country? Let's make up a country and a history for this country.
Making up a country, eh?
Let's call it Irakistan?
Well, I don't know about Iraq.
No, Irakistan.
How about we make our own country, and then everyone could just adopt us as their country? Why don't we call it Tag Struggleville?
But it's a ville. That's like a town.
Tag Struggleville 3. Yeah, it's a small country.
Like Luxembourg.
Tag Struggle 3 Land.
Sounds like a theme park, and I like it.
Yeah.
Wow, well, let's do that. Or how about...
We're a theme park, baby. Everybody wants to ride us.
Well, I mean, you're not wrong.
No, I'm not.
And you're a little bit of all right.
It's delicious.
What about having it being Tag Struggleton 3?
I sound like an English dude.
Hello, welcome to Tag Struggleton 3.
Have you seen
Enjoy your stay with the cheese and crumpets.
Have you seen Sherlock Holmes?
I am Sherlock.
Oh.
Sherlock Holmes 3.
Oh, shoot, I am Watson.
Chip, chip, cheerio, motherfucker.
Whoop, whoop.
There you go.
Marty Skrull. Yeah.
But seriously, yes, we can be from a country called Tag Struggle 3. We are the third nation. In the third part of the third world.
Yeah, exactly. We're a Tag Struggle third world country.
Yes, we are.
There you go.
We're the third nation in the third part of the third world.
Oh, my God. We can't even write this stuff. We just have to wing it.
Exactly. So, anybody who wants to represent Russia but can't, come represent Tag Struggle 3 at the Olympics.
Yeah.
And bring us home the gold!
It's kind of my thing.
Yeah. You don't, you'll be beheaded by...
bad laws.
By the chief operating officer of the Olympic Committee, Peaches.
Why? It's like worse than Trump.
Yeah, I know. We fucked up.
Yeah, we did.
We did. We sat back and laughed and were like,
our voting
shit.
System is like Canada's. It's not good at all, actually.
Our voting system is like any other voting system. It has flaws, and we fucked up.
Oh, God, did we ever.
Point is, you'll answer to Peaches. And acting prime minister...
If Peaches is the prime minister, is there a point?
He's just the chief operating officer of Olympic Committee for Tag Struggle 3.
Yeah, because that's the job title we have.
That's 100% a job title. I am the
New country of Tag Struggle 3.
I am the lounging secretary of offense, basically just making fun of every other country.
Well, yeah.
You can be whatever you want to be, but our acting prime minister / president of the world, the headline, Sean Martins.
Well, I would assume that, yeah, like, Sean Martins would have to, he'd have to be, like, the motto. Like, something has to be the motto. He's a headline, so the headline has to be the motto.
Yeah, he's the model messenger of Tag Struggle 3. He's the one who runs the show.
He does run our... he does not run our inventory for t-shirts because I technically have it right now.
So you're the finance minister.
Yeah. I'm the monetary monarch of Tag Struggle 3.
There we go.
So.
I am the Duke of Douchebags.
What? I would have assumed that you'd be able to come up with a better name.
Whatever the first one I said. I like that one.
You're the organizer of offensiveness.
Sure.
I don't know. I think it's better than calling you a douchebag.
But I am.
Well, but we don't have to call you that. I mean, perception is power, isn't it?
or power is in the eye of the perception.
Well, the power is in our giant
point.
Giant, currency. It's very strong.
Point is, the power of Christ compels us.
We use monopoly money.
Damn straight.
Yeah, it's colorful, and we call it
Struggletons.
Struggle.
Or we call the dollars tags.
Yes, our dollars are called tags.
And if you have $100, that's strugglelicious.
Well, how about, you know what? We will get back to that. I don't know.
We already have a flag, though. I mean, it's black and white.
Well, of course.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Imagine that going into the Olympics. How fucking sweet would that look?
Just your mask with, you know, titles and beer bottles.
We are a very friendly nation.
Yeah.
But we will bar fight you if we have to.
Yeah.
That's how we settle all disputes. Our army is the three of us and Peaches, and we just go into a bar and fight you.
A national bird is the middle finger.
Yes, yes.
And our national drink is whatever is on tap.
Our national flower is either the fire flower from Super Mario or Guy Lafleur.
I thought it was a vagina.
That could work. It could be the tulips.
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. Yeah, and Scott Hall is definitely our ambassador.
At the very least, he's the model in which we tried to build our country after. Not current Scott Hall. We're talking young Razor Ramon-style Scott Hall.
Oh, yeah. But our national animal is obviously Mantar.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Because it was either that or the cheetah bear, and we thought, you know what? Cheetah bears are kind of dumb, so.
And they get hurt a lot.
Yeah. They do.
Yeah, they're very skittish.
Yeah. We can't trust them. They're injury prone.
Yeah.
So we have to get tougher animals like
Plus,
the
Plus, I mean, how scary is a sound like this?
Yeah. What is
like
it going
to... That's what a cheetah bear sounds like. It sounds stupid.
Yeah. I mean, what are we going to call him? Jude? Like, come on. Like,
point is, represent us in the Olympics, Russia.
Yeah.
Do what you can't be doing to yourself? Question mark?
We're not asking them to, like, masturbate at the Olympics. We want
them to... Oh, you know what? On the podium, if you get gold, you are fully allowed to masturbate. We endorse it. And we will bar fight any other country that doesn't like it, including the IOC. We'll bar fight all of them.
Just imagine.
Bunch of Russian people jerking it on top of the stand.
Yum!
Das svidaniya!
That's how they sing the national anthem, is just by rubbing their tuck on the podium.
Yep. Actually, I have the anthem. Would you like to hear a sample of it?
I don't know if I do.
I'm just going to give you a small sample.
Ah!
Yeah! It's just 5.5 minutes
you know,
of that.
You know what? Can we at least have the Kool-Aid guy doing it? And he could be like,
Oh, yeah!
That'd be kind of funny if the Kool-Aid guy does their national anthem.
Kool-Aid guy is originally from Tag Struggle 3.
Really?
Yes. We lent him out to the United States of America.
I mean, cool. I mean, why have first aid when you can get Kool-Aid?
Exactly. Exactly.
Right.
And his actual, the correct pronunciation of his name is Kulad. That's how he likes it. Kulad.
Or Keulad.
Keulad. That does sound more authentic. So it's Keulad.
Yeah. So,
point is, represent us, Russia. Bring home the gold in all sports.
How the
Or you will be killed.
How in the hell did we manage to talk 10 minutes about our own country?
Yeah, we thought last week was bad, right?
Yeah. All right, we are now going to be worse than 52.
Yeah, that's our goal. Be worse than ever. It's the country's motto. Always be worse.
Yeah.
Strive for empathy?
Well, speaking of empathy, the Blue Jays might move.
Well, Rogers is considering selling them, so... Whether that means that they're just going to be bought by some other company and stay, or whether they're going
to
move.
How funny would it be if they sold to people in Montreal and the Blue Jays became the Expos?
Or they became the Montreal Blue Jays, and then Toronto got pissed off and brought another team back but called them the Toronto Expos? That would be funny.
That'd be weird.
It would be strange.
I'd be like the Maple Leafs actually doing something relevant.
I have no...
It'd be just, like, weird to see.
I have nothing to say to that. I don't know.
Who'd buy the Blue Jays, though?
Well, it's Rogers Communications trying to sell them. I guarantee someone's going to buy them. I mean, Scotiabank just got the rights
like
for...
Bell Mobility?
Bell Media is huge over there. I bet you they do
no,
that.
No, not the media, just the mobility, just the cell phone.
Well, aspect. Bell Media owns Bell Mobility.
I know, but I'm just trying to... I fucked up, all right? I'm trying to save myself here.
Save face.
Right, I'm trying.
Turn here. Face, save face.
Yeah. You know, putting in a great
Bell
effort.
Bell Mobility, they might.
What about Kudo?
Kudo's owned by TELUS, so TELUS is not huge out in Ontario, so I don't know, maybe, but doubtful.
It's Ontario, though. I mean, everybody
it's
just terrible, pops
right.
out of nowhere.
It's on terrible.
Everything pops out of nowhere out there.
Yeah, on terrible is terrible.
What about, like, Molson?
They could. Them or Labatt.
Like,
either one of them could. What about the country of Tag Struggle 3? Why don't we buy them and move them to a different country?
Because we'd rather have a good team.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Let's buy the Mariners!
Seattle!
Yeah. The hockey team, Seattle.
Well, I mean, yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. Like, the Seattle, that was my transition. They don't need help with baseball, but they are getting help with potential expansion in the NHL.
Yeah, they're doing it. They just got approved $660 million renos for their arena.
Yeah, for the Key Arena. I've
looks
been
like
there.
Looks like the NHL team may be imminent.
I've been to the Key Arena.
Why?
So I went to Seattle. We actually went to a Mariners game. Right. It was fun, actually. Went to the Kingdome. Kingdome's old school.
Kingdome.
Oh. Kingdome.
We can call the first team that we get in Tag Struggle 3, we can name the building the Condome. Because it's going to be concave at the top. So we'll call it the Condome.
How about Biodome?
Ooh!
Yeah.
Viva Los Biodome!
Yeah, exactly.
Keeping with people who are spending obscene amounts of money,
yeah.
Daryl Cates just bought the place. Apparently he's been leasing in Los Angeles. Most expensive buy in LA history at $120 million.
Well, I mean, there you go. I mean, he ain't spending much money on our cap this year.
Yeah, he used that extra cap space to help buy his house, yeah. Apparently.
He's like, fuck defense. Screw getting McDavid help. Who cares about backup goalies? I'm buying a motherfucking mansion in L.A.
He's probably trying to move the team down there so they can have two football teams, two basketball teams, and two hockey teams.
Do they have two hockey teams?
Well, they will once the Oilers go down there. What? The L.A. Oilers.
No. Yeah. We'll be the Hollywood Blondes.
There are very few blondes on your team, though.
Huh?
There's very few blondes on your team.
Yeah. What's your point? There's not a lot. There's not a lot of Golden Knights on the Vegas team, but that's what they're called.
They're doing very well, though. They're making their good and their golden promise.
Would we say that might be the best story in hockey right now is how well the Vegas Golden Knights are doing?
Very much the little giants story.
I mean,
they're making a big old comeback and it's beautiful.
I mean, is it just me? If my team doesn't win the Stanley Cup, don't you want to see the Vegas Golden Knights become the first expansion team ever to win the title in the NHL?
Yeah. I mean, you really can't count the Colorado Avalanche because they were already established in Quebec. But the first year they went down to Colorado, they won.
Yeah, but they weren't an expansion team.
That's what I'm saying. You can't really count them. But, I mean, it would be like that but better because they're a completely brand new team.
I mean, it was their first year, yeah. But...
Yeah, that's what you...
They're
yeah.
not expansion. It wasn't like, oh... Yeah, like, this team was it used to be the Nordiques the year before and then just moved. This is a group of people that... didn't play with each other.
That's
the
what
year
I'm saying.
Before.
It's like that, but better because they didn't play together before. Brand new.
Like it's, I don't know, it's remarkable what they're doing, especially when they had the amount of goaltenders that they've had already.
Five.
And they're still playing competitive hockey.
Five. Yes, their backup is now their main. Their fourth string's now their
Subban
backup.
Subban is back.
Yeah, and their fourth string legacy is now their backup because their third string is hurt, and Fleury is still out with a concussion.
The Flower.
The Flower. Yeah.
We could even make Marc-Andre Fleury our national flower.
He's Canadian, though. He's already played for a team.
Yeah, he's French, though. He could separate.
What about the Fleur-de-Lis? Fleur-de-Lis could be our flower.
No, that's a Saints thing.
That's what I mean. You could try and buy the Saints.
Well, I don't know.
We have an entire country, and you are Minister of Finance.
Yes, but...
Spend money!
But healthy relationships are key. They can be our national football team.
Our international football team.
Well, yeah.
So, also, keeping with the Vegas Golden Knights, though, Forbes has released the most valuable team stats for all of the NHL.
Yeah, the Rangers, number one.
Number four...
Screw you, Leafs! You poor bastards!
Yeah, there were... Two, I think.
I mean, you're gonna accept second place. Yeah, it might as well just be known as the first losers.
Yeah, and then Montreal's third. The Hawks were fourth. Yeah. 1.4 billion.
Edmonton was actually top. 12th. Yeah.
They're 12th. And you know what's 13th? The Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah.
Halfway through their first season, they're already top 13 in the league.
Well, that's impressive. It is Vegas. I mean, it's a pretty solid
foundation
that they started off
with. I think their play has definitely helped.
But at the same time, they got a new arena to begin. I mean, they got a very rich owner. I mean, they're in a healthy market right off the bat. It's not like they were handed the, you know, say like Winnipeg, who's one of the lowest where, like, nobody wants to go to Winnipeg.
But they're doing so well
for
still.
For anything.
Yeah.
Like, it's a shithole in Winnipeg.
Yeah, Winterpeg.
It's cold. I mean, the only cool things about Winterpeg is that Jericho and Omega are there.
Well, from there. They moved. They don't live
there. I mean, they're smart. They moved.
Yeah.
Speaking of Winnipeg, Adam Knight, you still have to go to the game and wear a Northern jersey based on our bet last year. So,
yep.
Man up.
Pictures or didn't happen.
Yeah.
Marian Gaborik got his 400th goal, 800th point the other day. And in the same play, Kopitar got his 500th assist. So that's quite the quite stuff. Good for them, I guess.
Yeah. Calgary Flames forward Matthew Tkachuk has been suspended one game for spearing.
Unsportsmanlike conduct, yeah.
Matt Martin.
My question is, who's going to teach this little prick a lesson? Let's book that.
Wanted the Oilers to draft him. I'm not going to lie.
But this isn't junior anymore. You can't just do that shit and expect to get away with it forever. Someone's going to come and just fucking mess him up.
Yeah, but, like, in today's NHL, who's going to be that guy? Like, there's nobody who's going to be that guy.
But to that, he's already been suspended twice this year, one game apiece. So how much longer before he starts getting multiple game suspensions for this shit?
Okay, like, here's my, like, twist on it. If the Oilers were to draft him, he has a guy like Milan Lucic kind of telling him, okay, don't be a dick, right? Like, don't be an idiot. But be an agitator. And then you have a guy like Zach Cassian. Like, yeah, if you want to be an idiot, you can be like what I did. And it's not good. Like, you have a better role model in place. Because he has a guy that's like, okay, Lucic kind of made a career being a bully and getting goals. Just by being a big guy and using his weight. Cassian, same thing. He was a moron back in the day when he played with Buffalo, when we played with Vancouver. At one point, he was the most hated guy in Edmonton. And then in the playoffs, he's being cheered. Like, the last guy to have his name actually cheered, like you were cheering a wrestler.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I think
my thing is, though, is like, really, like, how much longer is it going to go before he starts getting multiple game suspensions? Like, he's a talented player. There's no real need for doing this kind of bullshit.
Hey, but then again, if he's going to screw up the Flames organization, I'm all for it.
Well, fair enough. I mean, he's an idiot.
I mean... That's why I'm hoping Austin Matthews just becomes a giant prick.
A very big phallus.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want him to be a sea breeze colored anus.
Very good.
Yeah.
Reindeer.
That's also, yeah. If anybody got to see John Cena on Jimmy Fallon, by the way, it is fantastic.
Look it up. Stop. Pause this right now. Go look it up.
Really? Wait. No, don't pause it.
We'll watch it after. We'll wait.
After.
We'll wait. We can wait. Wait right now. Pause it.
Like, this is...
Hey, welcome back.
This is the podcast you cannot pause. We are so riveting.
I literally have 52 paused right now. I'll turn it on right now if you want.
No, I didn't even listen to it.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Also, the Flyers were pissed about losing 10 games. Now they're on a 2-game win streak. They're playing right now, actually.
Yeah, what a bunch of pansies. Like, come on. Just play better, and you'll be fine.
Well, they did play better against both Calgary and Edmonton.
No, I mean, it's Calgary and
Edmonton.
You know
what? I'll,
We suck this year.
I'll give them credit. That first goal they had was really nice.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah. I had to switch games because Oney Lorcan's theme song was fucking haunting me.
Yeah.
Although I do think it's kind of sweet that they use that. But seriously, fuck Washington Capitals.
That's what I mean. Like, another good point about the Oilers, when they win, you get to hear Sami Zayn's theme.
I haven't heard that a lot this year.
Right? Boop, boop. Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah. Before we get into anything else, did New York Giants fire their head coach and GM? Ha ha! That'll teach you to fucking sit a fucking Eli Manning.
You know what? I would have actually got rid of Eli a long time ago. I don't think there are problems with their quarterback. I think it's just a problem with their draft for the last little while. They haven't drafted well. They don't have a lot of depth in their positions. And outside of Eli Manning, when you think of New York Giants, even actually before Eli, you look at Odell.
Beckham!
And you're like, okay, who's getting them the ball?
Junior!
And it's like, okay. But then who do you have on defense? You have Eli Apple?
Nom, 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 nom.
Like, it's... There's just no... There's no depth on that team. There's no star players on that team. They gotta rebuild. That's how that team gets
trashed. Trash the entire team. Put all of them on the waivers. Well, I mean,
you look at a team in their division like the Dallas Cowboys, and a lot of their players they drafted well. Like Elliott, Prescott, and then you look at all their offensive line, their defensive line. They got a lot of those guys in the draft, and now they're looking good for the future.
True, true.
I mean, football, you really have to draft well. Hey, I'm a Saints fan. That's exactly why we're doing well this year.
Oh, I thought you just said stop sucking.
No, we got good drafts, man. We got the Rookie of the Year on our team. Kamara's a beast. Lights, camera, Kamara. Boom.
Like Jason Chimera?
Actually, it's lights, Kamara action. I fucked that up, but we've been drinking. It's fine.
Who dat?
Right?
Yeah.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? Yeah. Let's all get to that. On to wrestling. Wrestle.
Yeah, we know a headlock or two.
Or ten. Do you want to start or finish with Clash Champions predictions?
We'll finish.
Finish. Okay. John Cena's being sued by Ford.
Yeah.
That's funny as hell.
Yeah, because he bought a car and then sold it a month later.
Didn't just buy a car. He bought a custom-made GT, who they make less than $1,000 a year, and he sold it 2 months later. And they're like, yeah, you can't do that. We're suing you. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just doing this to pay for stuff. I'm poor. And we're like, you're a liar, Cena. A liar, I tells you.
Nah. Cena's funny.
Yes, he is.
I'm pro-Cena.
Yeah. I'm not so much pro-Cena, more pro-prototype. More prototype.
I'm a Thugonomics...
Graduate? I don't have my doctorate. I just have a basic.
I like the Dr. Thugonomics. He's funny.
Fair enough. Have a little schooling under him. A little too much.
You watch him on Jimmy Fallon. How do you not like that guy?
Fair enough, yeah.
Come on.
And how about...
Teacher, my name's not David!
Anus. Impact, set to become the first major promotion in Canada. My question is...
Is it?
What does this mean for Tag Struggle 3?
Clearly, we gotta keep our eyes open.
Yeah, keep our eyes open, ears to the grindstone. Or keep our ears open and our eyes to the grindstone. That would hurt, but I mean, if it gets us a job.
There's only one thing to say to that.
What?
Falafel!
Very good. Very good. But yeah, the fact that it's like, I don't want to say internationally recognized, well, I mean, it is internationally recognized, and the fact that it's now based out of Ontario, and they're looking at, you know, a lot of Canadian indie stars to start using.
Well, Scott D'Amore, Don Callis have now been hired.
Jimmy Jacobs is a producer. That's been confirmed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah. Nice, but he's still going to do some indie stuff and be on TV.
Well, I mean, of course. I don't see anybody working there having a exclusive agreement to only work there.
No. And, I mean, Anthem owns the Fight Network, so they have that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and they've already used guys from Smash Wrestling, which is also on the Fight Network.
I would assume a guy like Johnny Devine, his name is going to be popped around there soon.
I jobbed him 3 times in 1 match. I wonder if he'll throw my name out there. That'd be cool.
He also knocked you the fuck out once.
He did knock me the fuck out once. I would say I was a little bit of all right,
but
I have no memory.
We love him.
We do love him. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Great guy.
Best guy. If I can remember what he looks like.
Hey, he's the honey badger.
Ah, honey badger don't give a shit.
No. He, actually, honey badger could be the national animal.
Yes, it could be. Of Tag Struggle 3.
Yeah.
All I know is that he's...
He's really good at karaokeing.
Yes, he's very good.
Very good.
Very good. Just a silky smooth voice. Yeah.
Yeah, and he can sing too.
That too, yeah. But all I know is I've seen pictures of him recently doing his stuff in Ontario, and it's very Star Wars Sith-esque. I like it.
I was going to say, you
I love
are
it.
Digging it.
I am all up in that shit. Enjoying the fucking...
You're all in that Sith.
All up in that shit. Sith.
Even you screwed that
Even
up.
I screwed that up.
Yeah.
So, how about this? We on high spots, bruh.
I know, right?
Bruh? We on high spots, bruh?
I feel like RVD on 420, I'm high spots, bro.
Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, we managed to get, well, we didn't do it, but...
Woo!
Well, we had a hand in it.
Come on.
Being awesome. We always have a hand in everything that happens.
I mean, obviously, Backbreaker Media, so, like, look, we have Tag Struggle, and High Spots, like, fuck it, we're in.
You have Tag Struggle? Tag Struggle 3?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
They have their own cut! They have their own country.
They own their own country.
Yeah.
Bring them motherfuckers in and give them a goddamn spot on our website.
Yeah.
And now, we guts that.
Their t-shirts are redonkulous.
They're fucking wicker attire.
Yeah, a little bit of alright.
It's struggleicious. But yes, so apparently you can actually watch our old stuff on demand via Pivot Share or via High Spots. You can watch on there. It's we're kind of a big deal,
right?
Kind of a big deal.
I mean, there's small deals, there's okay deals, but when it comes to Tag Struggle 3, we're a big deal, bro.
So big, gotta wrap it twice.
Wrap it at all. Just go in from behind.
Raw dog.
Yeah. Gravity will take its place, right?
Isn't that I don't know what that means.
Yeah, isn't that how it works?
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
I don't even know. What's a clitoris?
What's a Timu anyways?
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're on the same wavelength.
Okay,
here.
Yes. Yeah. We're on the same Timu, yes. So, speaking of which, same Timu, Woken Matt Hardy. That's apparently a thing.
Yeah.
All I can say is... as much as I'm happy
for
to see
for the first time ever, it's a thing in WWE. Yeah, I hit your mirror. What up?
Yeah, it's all broken now. Stop it! Stop it! All I can say is I'm excited but apprehensive. I'm still sort of waiting for WWE to fuck this up.
Well, I mean, yeah, but
I'm hoping they don't.
But at the same time, if they're willing to go with it, I mean, this is groundbreaking when you think of. Vince McMahon is literally doing a TNA gimmick or a Ring of Honor gimmick on his show.
Yep. And not just taking a guy and putting that used to be on, but he's full on.
If he has as much faith in Matt Hardy to do the Awoken or Broken or whatever you want to call it gimmick on...
A Broke Woke.
Yeah.
The Broke Woke. The Woke Broke. The Woke Broke Roll.
Woken Broken.
Wake and Bake? The old Wake and Bake?
Broke.
Wake and Bake Matt Hardy.
Broke Awoke.
Yeah, the Broke Awoke Matt Hardy.
Broke Awoke and Matt Hardy.
And the Wake and Bake Rob Van Dam.
Well, you got... But anyway, if he has enough faith in Matt Hardy to, you know, put this gimmick on and on his own show, then, you know, like, obviously he's going to, you know, put effort into making sure that it does well.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to just do it for nothing. I mean, obviously, he wants to monetize it for as much as he possibly can. He wants to get as much out of it as possible. So I think he's going to put as much faith in it and put as much of the machine behind it as he can.
Yeah.
I just want to know, are we going to see Brother Nero?
Once he gets back from injury, I think
which I heard could be a while.
Yeah, it could be after Mania.
Yeah. Apparently his shoulder's not doing well, and he's not being smart with it at all.
Speaking of which, Mania, is that after one of our shows again this year?
I believe it's April 8th, 2018.
Cool.
So, yeah, because our show will be...
The 7th.
Yeah.
Cool. So I can watch it this year. That's
it's my nice. Mom's birthday, actually.
You should invite her over. I'll ask her to dance.
Yeah, because you like to dance with my mom. You're my...
I do.
You're my mother dancer, I guess. You're my brother who dances with my mother.
Well, I'm definitely not something else.
Well, black, yeah, we know that.
I meant motherfucker.
There's no reason to get racial, though.
I didn't even try to think of going there. Accident! Okay, we're good.
Yeah.
Cars are almost crashing out here because they're laughing so hard at our stupidity.
Really? I mean, obviously, they're sinking.
They're sinking
of us.
Yes.
Ah, see what I did?
You know what they're doing? They're almost crashing because they're all on their phones. Why are they on their phones, you ask? Because they're all at whatamaneuver.net trying to buy our t-shirts.
I thought they were searching up porn.
Well, I mean, that goes without saying. It's internet.
Well, I mean, they wanted to find the perineum.
The perineum, yes. Yeah. It's a little flap skin between the ball sack and the anus. Or the vagina hole and the anus. Perineum. Snip, snip.
See? We're educational, too.
In the worst possible way.
Is it? Because, I mean, I feel like that's information everybody needs to know.
I don't think anyone needs to know. The only time you need to know is if you bruise it because you get punched there. Well, it can make you shit your pants. FYI, don't let anyone punch you in the perineum.
I mean, that can happen in gym class.
In theory, if you're climbing the rope and slide down and someone decides to stick their hand up, it happens. Point is, you need to go to whatamaneuver.net and get our vintage One World Empire and OG The Struggle t-shirts.
T-shirts are jerks, aren't they?
Such jerks! And then, if you want something new, something a little bit of alright, something that's actually a national flag of a country, come to one of our shows and you can get Tag Struggle 3 t-shirts. It's a little bit of all right. Hey, girl. Sup, sluts?
Yeah. We'd say they're strugglicious, but...
Nope, they're sluts.
Yeah. God just said they were easy.
Who?
God.
Who's that?
Oh.
Okay.
I thought it was the guy that made beer.
Ooh, he's a good guy.
He's a very good guy.
Dog the God. Maker of beer.
His name is Alexander Coors.
Alexander Coors. There's several of them on the panel of God.
I am...
Coors. Alexander Keith.
Abdul Coors.
Johnny Miller.
That's like the dark beers, right?
Sure.
I don't know.
Champagne and beer. They need to bring up fucking Miller High Life to this country. God damn, it's good.
Why don't they actually make a beer or a... Sorry. A champagne that tastes like beer.
They do. It's called Miller High Life. It's the champagne of beer.
Yeah, but Miller can't hog all the glory. Everybody has to get on
this. I know, I want it so bad.
Coors needs to get on this. We're Coors people.
Well, Miller owns Coors. Well, so it's technically the same thing.
Yeah, but we're more Coors than Miller.
I'm kind of 50-50 early.
You are Coors Light, and I'm a Banquet guy.
Well, I'm really just Miller Light, Coors Light, pretty much anything Miller.
I mean,
Coors.
But then again, we do.
I have MGDs at home I was sucking on the other
MGDs
night.
MGDs are wedding beers.
Yeah.
Along with Banquet.
Yeah.
So yeah, we are loyal customers.
Hook us up. Give us a sponsor. You sponsor Coors Light sponsors the Jay and Dan podcast. We are at least as funny. Sponsor us.
Yeah.
You know what? Give us the Miller Light side. They can
people
have the
laugh
Lights.
At my jokes on here, and I don't even have my pants on.
That's true.
And that gets everyone laughing.
That's true. It's cold out, and it's funny. Point is, Miller Lite, sponsor us.
It's plus +6 right now.
Not according to your dick, it's not.
Well, it's, you know, it's just, you know, happy to be here.
Very good. Very good. So, I have a question for you. Who is S spade spade N on NXT? Predictions. Who could this be?
Well, I thought it could be Roxxar Spud.
He did comment.
It looks like a dude. It doesn't look like a chick.
It,
Because I'm hearing rumors that it's Shayna Baszler because she's a queen of spades. I just don't believe that.
Maybe it's the king of spades.
JJ Spade?
Oh, good Christ.
He's back in wrestling.
Oh, my God. Women, hide your men. Men, hide your women. Kids, hide your parents. Parents? Yeah, you should probably hide your kids, too.
Jules, hide your fiance.
Too late.
Yeah. Hashtag more kids coming.
Hashtag Mr. Jay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, screw you. You're with the cats, meow!
You're pussy like... ass, bitch! See what I did there?
Yeah, and we're being nice to you on that one.
Bitch! Yeah, anyways. Yeah, that'd be alright if that was Rockstar Spud. What about returning EC3?
I don't think he's leaving Impact, though.
He's already left.
Is he?
Yeah, Rockstar Spud, him... who else was there? Cowboy Jim Storm?
I would love it.
There'd be a few of them.
You know my idea.
Yeah, which we'll get into a little bit later.
Yeah, my idea's good.
Yeah, we'll get into a little bit later. But anyways, there's several guys. Johnny Nitro, a.k.a. Johnny Mundo,
no,
a.k.a.
He just signed
Johnny Impact.
He just signed there.
Yeah, he's staying, though.
Yeah. So that doesn't make sense of you bringing that up.
No, but I'm just saying, he's actually staying. Of all people, he's staying, which is surprising. Anyways.
Well, he just signed. What about Ray? No, it's Mysterio? Not Ray. Nah, no, it's not Ray because he wouldn't use...
He'd use a question mark.
Well, he definitely wouldn't use a spade.
Yeah. Shit.
You lost your sunglasses.
Oh, they gone. They gone.
Even though it's like 6:30 at night.
You're 6:30 at night.
Well, yeah.
And by that, I mean that's the way your penis is pointing.
Well.
Maybe. Long and low. Anyways, enough of that. Could be Rockstar, but I'm curious to see what it is.
Still plus six, damn it.
You're still plus six, damn it.
Yeah.
Let's get into the Let's Book right before we do the review.
Clash Champions. We might
let's
as well.
Go.
It's a preview. The show hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. Let's go into your idea because I really want to have you tell the crowd because I like it. It's a little bit of all right.
Yeah, it's not too shabby.
It is pretty good. Pretty.
So my idea.
Pretty good.
Was because
we're booking Bobby Roode this week.
Yeah, the glorious one.
We're gloriously booking
because
him.
Because I believe he doesn't need the U.S. title right now. He's a little bit... He's doing well on his own. However, I find that Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens are a little lost in the shuffle right now.
Let's see.
I mean, Bobby Roode could use that another feud to kind of help elevate him towards that world championship level, which I think he should be kind of there anyway. Which, by the way, I do want to put side note, Bobby Roode tends to be on the right place at the right time everywhere he goes in his career.
See?
So, but he starts a feud with Kevin Owens. And Kevin Owens obviously cannot fight a battle alone right now. He has Sami Zayn.
Samuel LaZayn.
Yeah. Samuel Generico Zayn is helping him. So obviously it's going to be a 2-on-1 all the time. Bobby Roode needs some help. He needs somebody he can trust. He brings in...
A former rope-a-doping cowboy?
He brings in a cowboy who can fight that battle with him, you know? You hear? He brings
Cowpoke.
In...
Cowpoke!
He brings in James Storm, who's a free agent, who's worked with the WWE and NXT before. And all of a sudden... From what we understand with the whole broken, awoken Matt Hardy, now Anthem is allowing WWE to use past gimmicks in TNA.
Beer Money!
Could be a thing.
That'd be fantastic.
And Beer Money versus Zayn Owens could be money to watch. And I would enjoy it.
Money versus Dean and Generico. Fantastic.
Right? Just think. About how solid a matches you can have. James Storm, Bobby Roode together. Plus, I mean, if you want to get good lasting endurance on the glorious thing, pause it right now. Give them something they want. And then when you have to bring Bobby Roode back, he goes back to it. And there you go. You got a little bit of longevity from the glorious thing.
Yes.
I don't know. Just my thing.
Beer Money.
I mean, you look at Roman Reigns right now. I mean, he could go from the one versus all, then does the Shield thing, and then obviously when he goes breaks away from the shield, you can go back to it. That's how you get that longevity. I mean, Undertaker did it. He did the whole dead man. Then he did the American Badass. Then went back to the dead man. He got some longevity out of it.
Good 5 to 10 years.
Right. Well, a little longer, but...
No, but long.
But, okay, and... So that's how I would book. But also, I want to sidetrack this one thing. Sting did an interview.
Did he now?
He did an interview, and he was saying that he's not doing neck surgery because he doesn't feel any pain when he sleeps. There's no reason for him to get surgery right now because he doesn't feel his neck bugging him when he does anything. Even though guys like Steve Austin have recommended it, he's choosing against it right now. He says he's more than capable of doing one more match.
Let's have him versus Undertaker at Mania at Broadway. Then they both walk off together and never seen again. Well, except for the following year when Taker gets inducted.
See, to me, that would have been my Houston thing. Because they're both from the Texas area. Sorry, it would have been Dallas. But that was my that would have been the match I would have booked there before, obviously, Sting got hurt. But now, I mean, wouldn't you just want to see, like, one of the greatest gimmicks of WCW against the greatest gimmick of WWE?
Yeah, but I don't think we're going to be able to get Shawn Michaels out of retirement.
I'm talking about the Portuguese Man of War, Aldo Montoya. Against Crowbar.
Wow.
I mean...
I want Van Hammer.
Ooh. Against the Goon.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Money match!
What about La Parca versus the Blue Blazer?
Not sure how that's going to go, but yeah, book it.
Why?
Because one of them's dead.
So?
No, fair enough. Well, I give La Parca an advantage.
I mean, if I learn anything watching Justice League, I just need this unlimited source of energy that produces life to come in and boom. We got a match here.
What you need is you need the fastest man on Earth and a human cyborg to slowly dig up a grave, which doesn't make any sense to get into.
You give me a bed, some sheets, and a woman, and then believe me, that woman will tell everyone, I am the fastest man on Earth. Believe that.
Challenge accepted. Very good.
I mean,
as for me booking Bobby Roode,
I don't even need clothes on for that.
Well, I'd go so fast the clothes would fall off.
Yeah, I'd make a mess if I had clothes on.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little too much information.
It's a little bit of all right, though.
Well, I mean, depends on how you're looking at it.
No, I look at it any other way but bad.
Well, I mean, it's a little bit of all right.
Struggleicious is what it is, yeah. Right.
Just a teaspoon of struggleicious.
Well, yeah, protein powder, right?
Well, to say the least.
To say the least. booking Bobby Roode. I'd have him win the Rumble. But then go on and challenge Bork Laser, a.k.a. Brock Lesnar. And then have James Storm come in and cause distraction where Bobby Roode could turn heel, win the championship, and be the champion on Raw.
Do you actually think the winner of the Royal Rumble is going to be a Raw superstar or a SmackDown superstar this week?
Randy Orton won last year. He's SmackDown.
Yeah.
The year before that was Triple H.
Yeah.
Who I guess technically is Raw.
Well, you won the title in that one.
Yeah.
So there wasn't Raw SmackDown that year.
I guess not. Probably going to be Raw this year. I just think...
I think it would all depend on how set in stone the Raw main event for WrestleMania is.
Because, I think, honestly...
Because if it's Lesnar versus Reigns, and I'm actually going to tell people, I don't have an issue with this.
Okay.
I actually won. For one, I am going to say I am very, very much enjoying Roman Reigns right now, even by himself. He just seems like he has...
He's hit his stride.
That charisma where you can get behind it, where he has that little bit of swagger now, where you know what? He's having fun. He doesn't, like, put himself as the man that's being pushed down. Like, he even had a promo on Raw where he's saying he wasn't given everything, he earned everything. And to the point, you know what? He did grind his entire way out. He worked every show
yeah.
that there was. The Shield were the workhorses of WWE a few years ago. And ever since they broke up, they continue to be the workhorses of WWE.
Yep.
I mean, I think we all can understand that. I mean, it was like a thing where 1 year, Dean Ambrose worked more matches than anybody in WWE that year. But then you look at just every little thing that goes on. There's some, you know, now Roman Reigns is showing a little bit more of, I'm proud to be the guy that, you know, they ask to do these things and I do it. And he's like, and the fact that he's telling Jason Jordan that he just, you know, he wants to be the poster boy or whatever. And then he's jealous of Roman Reigns because he's been on all the posters. It's like, I kind of dig that confidence level. So,
personally, I'm actually changing my answer. I think this year's going to be SmackDown. I think it's going to be Shinsuke Nakamura. And he's going to go up against AJ Styles Mania for the title. I think that's what we're going to finally get.
What if... what if we see a Raw superstar win and move to SmackDown? What happens if we get Finn Balor versus AJ Styles for the
at
WWE
Mania de Wrestle?
Because Finn Balor wins a Rumble.
At Lucha de Libre?
Well, I mean, if that's its real name.
Yes. I like it.
I don't know. Like, I wouldn't mind if this is a year where we see a little bit of change and influx. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love a Nakamura-AJ Styles match.
Twould be good, wouldn't it?
But at the same time, I wouldn't be upset if Jinder Mahal wins the title back and the first two competitors in the Royal Rumble are Nakamura and AJ Styles.
That would be all right.
Because we've already seen AJ Styles and Finn Balor.
Briefly. But yes.
Can't say briefly. They tore the fucking house down.
Briefly.
They broke the internet.
Briefly.
I mean, the world there's wide.
Just one match. Briefly.
Balor.
Put it on the grandest stage of them all. Put it on the grandest stage of them all. Give it to us at Fastlane, damn it.
It's on my birthday.
I know it is.
It's on my birthday.
It's on your birthday weekend.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Maniac's birthday.
It's not even my birthday weekend. It's on my actual birthday.
On the date of your birth.
Yeah, on the day on where the date God got things right.
I didn't realize your parents were God.
Well.
Your dad does look fucking cool with a beard, though.
My dad's Shigeru beard.
Kinda, Shigeru beard.
Kind of looks like a baby without one.
Sweet baby, though.
Well, I mean, you know that, like, that picture where it's on the water boy and they always go to that baby's head because it's you think about something that isn't really...
Yes, I know what you mean.
Yeah, and then it just shows that giant baby because he's not scared of babies.
Yes.
Yeah, that my dad kind of looks like an old version of that.
It's fantastic. Shall we get into Clash of the Champions?
We might as well.
We're pretty much delaying at this point. Let's get into it. So there's 5 matches announced as of right now. I'm going to predict a 6th one for pre-show, which we'll go into first. Zack Ryder, woo, you blow it, versus Mojo motherfucking Rawley.
Let's hope he doesn't get drafted to Rawley.
Yeah. Do we care?
No, this is a match where I hope the Riot Squad just beats the crap out of them.
That would be interesting.
Right?
That would be alright.
Legitimate!
I mean, like, it's nothing against Zack Ryder. He's been there over 10 years, but they keep destroying him. It's like, I just don't care.
I mean, they got
and Mojo Rawley, I just don't care.
I mean... yeah, so the point where I think now Zack Ryder has the Dolph Ziggler effect, where they kept him babyface for so long and made you not care that even if you switched him heel, you don't care. What you do
is you murder him.
Well, you just take him off for a bit and then you bring back Hawkins and Ryder.
Take him off, let him rub one out, come on back with fiery storm of hell.
You know it, bro.
You know it, yes.
No, I think Mojo wins. I think, obviously, they're going to put Mojo over on this one. I mean, he's the Andre Memorial Battle Royal winner of last year's WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I think they'll...
Might as well bury the guy who was a former U.S. Intercontinental and Tag Champion.
Yeah, for a day he was Intercontinental.
He still has one. He was U.S. champ for, like, 10 days.
Yeah.
And he was Tag Champs for, like, a month.
Yeah.
And his combined reigns equals, like, a third of one of mine.
And I swear Facebook decided to, you know, take the internet title off him.
Truly. So I wonder where that is.
I'm sure it's in his house. I'm sure he owns
that. We should book an internet title tournament with us and him so we can win it.
I think the Elite will always win the internet title.
Yeah, but we can't book them in that, so we won't win.
Yeah, we will. We'll just get...
hard.
We'll just win with distraction.
Just a big flaccid cack.
Yeah, we'll try to two-sweet them. They'll say no. And then we'll, like, either you two-sweet us. And they say
no. Or we'll Weinstein them, Dinestein them, and 69-stein them.
And then as soon as they keep refusing, we'll roll them up in a schoolboy.
Small package. And they'll break their leg.
It's a little personal.
Yeah. Next match, yeah. Which I'm going to say probably open the show. That's what I'm going to guess. No, never mind.
I'm going to say it's a triple threat for the U.S. title.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Let's go with that then. Corbin defending against Roode and Ziggler.
Yeah, I think Corbin will retain. I honestly don't think Roode or Ziggler will get the title. I don't think it benefits Roode any more than it would look. I think Roode is above the middle title, like the U.S. I think he's just below the heavyweight.
He's in between the in-betweens.
I don't think it really adds much to Ziggler right now, although I wouldn't mind it.
I can see it switching.
The last time Ziggler was U.S. champion was when he lost it to Zack Ryder.
Yeah, I can see it switching to Ziggler tonight, or not tonight.
But at the same
next weekend.
But at the same time, I can see Baron Corbin truly winning. I actually wouldn't be against them adding Ty Dillinger into this match and making it like a good four.
What's he doing lately besides occasionally appearing on?
You know, he's staying attentive to everything. He's keeping.
Did you watch SmackDown this week?
He's keeping his attention on what's going on.
I like it. Did you watch SmackDown this week?
No.
Okay. I watched it, but I fell asleep partway through. I can't remember if there was a Fashion Files or not.
No, I don't know.
I'll look it up later.
But yeah, no.
Anyways, moving on to, let's go with just the next match they have on here. Charlotte Flair versus Natalya in a Lumberjills match.
This is where I think the cash-in happens.
I can see it.
This is exactly where I think.
Do you think Natalya wins and then...
Well, I think Charlotte wins and the Riot Squad will attack her. And this is where Carmella picks her spot.
Yeah, she already fucked me over by not doing it pay-per-view.
Is she a lumberjack, lumberjill, whatever you want to call her? I hate the lumberjill name, by the way.
She's a Jack and Jill, yes.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yes. Yeah!
Especially if she joins and starts and like leads the Riot Squad. Think about it. This could be her doing.
That'd be interesting. Change it to the Carmella Squad. The Fabulous Squad.
Fabulous.
The Fabulous Riot Squad?
The FR Squad? I'm sure with a little bit more thought you can make a good name out of that.
The Fuck Squad.
Well.
No? Okay.
Yeah, moving on.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Next one. Tag Team Champions of the World! The Usos will defend against English and Rusev, Gable and Benjamin, The New Day!
I think New Day retains.
What do you mean retains? They'd have to win it.
The Usos are the champs.
You said the New Day would retain.
Oh, it's the Usos would retain.
I definitely heard New Day. Anyways, so Usos retain.
Yeah. I think the Usos retain, but I would very much think about putting the titles in Gable and Benjamin right now.
They're weird as heels.
That's why I'd go with it.
Fair enough.
Give them a shot, see where it runs. Worst case scenario, you change them back at Royal Rumble.
So this would make sense to have a heel team win them at this show and then Rumble change them back.
Same.
I could see a heel team winning. I can almost see it English and Rusev, just because Rusev hasn't done a lot in a little while and they like him. I'm not agreeing with it. I'm just saying I could see it happening. I can see it kind of like that match that he won, where he qualified. He does all the work. English kind of just sings and stuff.
I can also see whoever, if a babyface team is to win, what about the Blunder Brothers destroying them after?
Also, on a side note, what about them being a match on the pre-show? Just against, you know, nobodies.
I'm sure that they'll do something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, I can see that, yeah. It's they're very, very video game gimmick heavy, I think. I don't mind them, though.
No, it's something different. And
someone new.
I'm willing to see where it leads before I give them a true definitive opinion.
True definitive. Dick in the mouth. Okay, so you're thinking either Usos or Tane or Benjamin and Gable?
Yeah.
I'm going to say English and Rusev or Usos. Moving on. Owens, Zayn, fighting for their careers in all of WWE, in all of the time.
Yeah.
Versus Orton and Nakamura.
Yeah, if Zayn and Owens lose, they're fired from the WWE. Also, Shane McMahon, special guest referee.
I can see, you know what I can see? I can see Owens and Zayn winning because Daniel Bryan costs the other two the match. He either, something happens and McMahon gets knocked out, he comes in and makes a count, like a fair count, and that'll piss off McMahon.
No.
Something else.
What if, see, I can see it both ways, actually, because both ways I think make sense in the storyline. You can have Shane McMahon forced, whether he wants to or not, count the three. And it gives Zayn and Owens the win, because he probably doesn't want that, right?
Yeah.
Or Zayn and Owens lose. He gets to fire them, but then Stephanie gets them. And this is a way to moving them to Monday Night Raw.
Except for, he said all of WWE. I guess they could get rehired.
Yeah.
Yeah. They take a week off, come back, and yeah, okay. Well, I could see that, I guess, yeah.
I mean, obviously, I don't see them being fired.
No.
But at the same time, I do think that this is going to move to something bigger.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can't see...
You know, I can't see
Orton and Nakamura. Like, the teaming of those two guys, I just don't see the idea of using them as stepping stones to an angle.
No, I really would actually love to see Zayn and Owens in a tag division and leading it. Because when they were Steen and Generico, man, did they ever have good matches, tag team partners.
Well, that's what I mean. So,
bring them over to Raw, have them take over the bar. That'd be good. Take out the bar. Jabbar! They don't drink at the bar because they are the bar. Well, we drink at them.
Cesaro also doesn't drink.
That's why they don't drink at the bar.
That's why that one scene where they're all holding those Guinnesses was funny, because Sheamus is drinking it. Cesaro's just holding it. It's like, yeah, I got beer. I don't drink it. This is awkward.
Very good, yes. On to main event. Styles versus Mahal. Mm-hmm. Do we see any interference from the Sierra or Singh or whatever, the Bollywood boys?
I don't know. Like, to me, like, this, again, is twofold, because the Indian main event, when WWE goes there, is Jinder Mahal against
this weekend.
Triple H. Is it this weekend?
It's on the 8th and 9th, so that's tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow and Saturday.
Okay, so I thought it was later. So maybe it's not the case, because I said I wouldn't be surprised if they put the title back on Mahal for that. And then obviously move it back. But, you know, if that's the case, I can see AJ Styles retaining this title.
Mm-hmm.
And this would allow Jinder Mahal,
I feel as though they almost,
to drop down. So, like, maybe if, I think if Bobby Roode was to win the U.S. title, I think that very heavily will dictate Jinder Mahal losing the WWE title match. But if Baron Corbin wins, I wouldn't be surprised if we see AJ Styles also win. I think if whoever the heel and the baby faces on the heavyweight match, whoever the loser is, then you will guarantee to have
the opposite effect.
The opposite of the winner in the U.S. title. Okay. I think it'll have a strong, because I think Jinder Mahal, after this match, going down to the U.S. title makes a lot of sense, but having him face against a Bobby Roode is,
I can see that. I can also I'm seeing that, the fact that, bless you, my son.
It's not me, I farted.
Okay, bless you, your ass. They gave him a 6-month reign. Jinder Mahal got a 6-month reign, just like the Great Khali. Kind of a random 6-month reign. May never see it again.
Well,
maybe.
We also saw the I believe it was Thanksgiving, where they lost almost 1 million views or viewers on one episode. As much as viewership doesn't truly matter in 2017 now with the whole streaming and everything, Vince McMahon, it's still a big deal, and I just think that this is a telling sign of how he thinks of Jinder Mahal as a potential champion.
You also think about it, he really didn't have that many main events. He was always, like, for SmackDown, it's usually the middle of the card.
No, but we know how this business works, where sometimes it doesn't matter about how they're using you. If you can't produce results, that's all that matters, regardless of how fair the effort is of making you look good. Whether or not we disagree or agree with the way Jinder Mahal was used as champion and how he was booked, the fact remains he didn't bring the viewership up or help anything in the process. So AJ's pretty much the poster boy for SmackDown right now.
He's the face that runs the place.
I can't see him not being WWE champion through Mania.
The guy with his eye in the sky. The champ that runs the camp. The dude that could beat Rude.
He's the man who the ref will raise his hand, come Clash of Champions.
Come SummerSlam.
I say Clash of Champions.
That'll work.
It rhymed. It didn't work. I mean, it was horrible. So.
That's our predictions. You don't like them? Fuck off!
Yeah.
That's our show also, I think, unless you have anything else.
Or beak us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Everything for me is everything at WrestleMania.
MySpace.
Actually, I checked. I still have MySpace, apparently. It's high school level bullshit, and I'm never going on it again. But,
come on!
No!
Do it.
No!
Please.
No.
I'll friend you.
No. Be your friend. Oh, you're not nice. You're mean.
ASL, bro.
So, yeah, check out everything for me at WrestleManiac. Everything for Parrish. You got like several of them. It's like at Chris Parrish.
At Chris.Parrish on Instagram. At Chris Parrish on Twitter.
Chris Parrish on Facebook.
Yeah, like my page.
Subscribe, friend.
All that strugglish shit.
Tickle, poke, fondle, rape, insert. All that good stuff.
Yeah, it's right there beside comments.
Weinsteinem hard.
Yeah. That will do it for episode
53. Check out the previous 52, up to and including our one-year extravaganza
on the new Backbreaker Media.
It's on Twitter at Backbreaker Media. Mm. There's no
No.
Because we're too Canadian, eh?
No It's a Noah. Not the art.
Let's all aboard the ark, motherfuckers.
Anyway, episode 53 in the books. We are Tank Struggle. We're real.
And spectacular. Yeah.
Later,
bitches.
When your heart's pounding out of your chest, you can feel the thing shaking as you're running out.